Ah, I'm really happy to see you. I'm really happy to be here. This is a beautiful place. I hope you can hear me in the back. Can you? No, see? Okay, let's try it this way. How is that? Is that better? Okay. Yes, the title of this is Coming to See You Since I Was 5 Years Old, An American Poet's Connection to the South African Soul. I wrote this morning. So it's fresh. I have spent most of the early morning from 3 o'clock thinking of what I want to say to you. There is so much. First of all, I want to say that I am in your country, have been drawn to your country, the beautiful South Africa, which for some years in our own struggle we referred to as Azania, because of a deep love of you, of your heroines and heroes, of your long, long struggle toward positive humanity for yourselves and for all oppressed people on the planet. You have been a great inspiration to all people on earth who are interested in and devoted to justice, peace, and happiness. I was asked to provide a title for my talk, and this is what came to me, Coming to See You Since I Was 5 Years Old, A Poet's Connection to the South African Soul. The reason I have been coming your way for over 60 years is because when I was 5 years old, my eldest sister, Mamie Lee Walker, came home from college her freshman year and taught my 11-year-old sister and myself your national anthem. Inkosiselele, Africa. We were the only children of any color who were taught this song in our tiny, totally segregated town in the deep south of the United States, in Georgia. The somber, intense passion and dignity of the melody entered my heart. It has lodged there for the last 60 years. It did not just lodge there. It propelled me into the deepest of curiosities about who Africans might truly be. Because in the deeply racist United States of the 40s and 50s, when I was born, Africa was shrouded in the most profound mists of distortion, racially motivated misperceptions, gross exploitation, and lies.